And this morning, my guest is Miss Delaware 2011, Maria Cahill. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being here with us today. We really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to spend some time with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
We're going to talk about all kinds of things with you today, but before we do, just tell us a little about yourself, if you would, please.
Well, absolutely. Maria Cahill. I won Miss Delaware in June. I'm 21 years old. I'm the second oldest of seven kids, which tends to be an icebreaker when I tell people that. I grew up right outside Pittsburgh for the first 10 years of my life, and I moved here about 11 years ago. So Delaware is definitely home. I went to Aquinas Academy in Bear, Delaware for high school. I went back to Pittsburgh for my first 2 years of college at St. Vincent College in La Trobe. And then I just transferred back to Wilmington University, where I am currently majoring in marketing and communication. So that's what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm. Great. So how did you get interested in doing beauty pageants? What brought you to become Miss Delaware?
Well, I did not grow up in beauty pageants, and that's one of the things that people always ask me. Did you do it kind of toddlers and tiara style from the time that you were four years old? And the answer is no. Someone actually emailed me a week before the local pageant of Miss Rehoboth Beach, and they said, you know, there's a pageant next weekend. I don't know if you have a talent, but if you want to do it, we'd love to have you. My first thought was this must be a joke, because I had no idea that there was even a local pageant to get to the state pageant. I really did not know, because I did not grow up in pageants. And so my mom looked at the email. She said, well, it looks legitimate. I'm an Irish dancer. I've done it for 14 years. So I had that aspect together. And, you know, I feel like I'm an okay speaker. So I said, I'll give it a try, see how it goes. That next weekend, I won Miss Rehoboth Beach. Blew me away, because I, you know, wasn't expecting that at all. And then 6 months later, I walked away as Miss Delaware 2011. So it's been definitely a whirlwind. I was not expecting to win Miss Delaware. You can tell by the complete lack of waterproof mascara that I was not ready to win. You know, those pictures will haunt me for the rest of my life. But besides that, it's definitely been a whirlwind. I was not expecting it, but it's been a blessing. It really has.
So what are your duties as Miss Delaware?
Well, basically, you are kind of the face of the state of Delaware for a whole year. And my main focus is my platform, which is safe driving. More specifically, Project 1626, Drive Safe, Drive Smart. I partnered with the Delaware Safety Council a little over a year ago. I lost a friend who was texting while she was driving. She ended up getting in an accident and passing away. So that kind of jump-started this passion for safe driving. So I do that throughout my year. I do anything from visiting schools to visiting hospitals, doing interviews like this today. I do a lot throughout my year, and they keep me busy, but I'm glad.
And you're able to go to school and so forth while you're doing this?
You can't
to take a break?
They suggest that you take a break. It's basically like a 24/7 on-the-call job. You never know when they would want you next. So I am taking a year off of school and off working. However, if there's any reason, this is it. So hopefully it looks good enough on paperwork that I can explain my year off absence from school.
Do you still live at home?
I do. And as a matter of fact, all seven kids in my family are living at home. So you can take that as you want. It's a party. Let's just put it that way. Yes.
What are your siblings? What are the age limits?
Well, we go from 22 to 12. So there's seven of us in 10 years. I'm the second oldest.
Yeah.
Three of us are now out of high school, still living at home, going to school close to home. My older sister just graduated last year. So the rest of them are in school, and yeah, there's a lot of kids running around all the time.
I will say a prayer and light a candle for your parents.
Oh, for my dad especially, considering there's five girls.
Oh, God bless him.
He would appreciate some prayers, I'm sure.
So what do you like most about being Miss Delaware?
Well, I love a lot of aspects, but I would say that the biggest thing that I really have come to appreciate is the voice that I get. And I knew that people would probably like a girl in a crown talking to them, but I really did not know to what extent. Especially in schools, I find that, you know, as a Miss Delaware, you have a crown in your head. People are automatically drawn to you, and they kind of want to know what you have to say. So you have this voice for a whole year that you can do basically whatever you want with it, speak about whatever you want. You know, I have many different things that I talk about that I'm passionate about, but you have this voice that's very loud, and people definitely want to know what you have to say. So that's been the biggest thing that I really, really like throughout this year.
I noticed that you didn't wear your crown today. Is it because it's radio? If this were TV, would you be wearing your crown?
I might. I do have my sash in my purse next to me, so I don't know if the viewers won't be able to see it, but you know, it's next to me, I promise.
How has your Catholic faith influenced your life and how you're conducting yourself as Miss Delaware?
Well, my Catholic faith has been the basis of really everything that I do. You know, a lot of people, a lot of the criticism I hear about the Catholic Church is, you know, there's strict guidelines and rules that you have to follow. I don't see that the case at all. Guidelines, yes, but good guidelines on, you know, good ways to live that you're, good ways to live your life, good morals to follow. I don't see it as something strict. It's something that I love. You know, I went off to college for my first 2 years, first time away from my family. And it was a Catholic college, but there were definitely different aspects that could be considered not so Catholic. So I really had my own 2 years to make up my own mind about things. And my Catholic faith stuck with me throughout those 2 years. And I know that if it stuck with me through those 2 years, it's going to stick with me for the rest of my life. You know, it's something that shapes you, and it shapes the way that you act, and it shapes the way that you talk to other people, the way that you treat other people. And I can see no other guidelines that does that. For me, it's the Catholic faith. It's something that I love, and it's something that I will always love, no matter what.
In case you're just tuning in or listening to Catholic Forum, I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is the delightful Miss Delaware 2011, Maria Cahill. Maria, you have, you're pro-life.
I
am. And you're not shy about that.
No, I'm not. No.
And you've spoken about that. Give me some instances when you have been able to share the pro-life message.
What I want to be clear first and foremost is I get a lot of criticism for speaking about it as Miss Delaware, but first and foremost, I spoke about it just as Maria Cahill before I was ever crowned Miss Delaware. So I definitely want people to know that it's not something that I'm talking about just because I'm Miss Delaware. It's something that I was passionate about beforehand as well. You know, like I said before, having a crown on your head gives you a voice. You know, first and foremost, I'm advocating for my platform of safe driving, but there's other things in this world that, you know, I'm passionate about as well. And the pro-life movement is one of them. You know, it's a voice, and I've been able to lend it to different speaking engagements about the pro-life movement, which I'm very happy to do as Miss Delaware. Mm-hmm. And really, it doesn't matter if I have a crown on my head or not. It really honestly does not. I'm going to speak about it no matter what, because it's something that I'm very passionate about.
Tell us about Aquinas Academy. You said you graduated from there maybe 4 years ago?
Yes, yeah. I graduated in 2008. And this is also actually a little bit of an icebreaker as well, because I'm one of seven kids and I graduated with six people. So it's interesting that, you know, my graduating class plus a few could fit around my kitchen table. But, you know, it's a smaller school. It's located in Bear, Delaware. But that was a huge part of the reason, I would say, that I'm so passionate about my faith. Because in that school, emphasis on faith was just as much as emphasis on academics, which is really important. It's something that you don't see in a lot of schools. You know, they taught you first and foremost to love Christ above all else. And everything else is basically secondary to that. You know, within reason. But, you know, Aquinas really shaped me along with my family in the way that, you know, I was raised and the things that I believe. So I'm very thankful to them. You know, a lot of people kind of shake their heads at, you know, six kids, 100 kids, K through 12. Right. But, you know, I think I came out a better person because of going to that school. So I would not change it for the world. It was really good to me.
So recently, back in January, you went to Las Vegas and you competed in the Miss America pageant.
I did.
So tell us about that.
Yes. January 6th, I believe, I flew out to Las Vegas for the Miss America pageant. After I was crowned Miss Delaware in June, I had basically 6 months of preparation for Las Vegas week, Miss America week. It was insane. It was one of the longest, hardest, most wonderful weeks of my life. The days you had to wake up basically 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock every morning and go to bed at 12 and do the same thing for 11 days straight. I swear to you, I'm still on Vegas time right now. I can't go to bed, you know, before 2 o'clock in the morning, and I like sleeping past 2 in the afternoon. But it was a long week. It was a wonderful week. Made a lot of friends that I still talk to this day and plan on visiting. It was long. It was an experience. It's a once in a lifetime experience, which is something that I had to sometimes kind of step back from everyone else and kind of realize that this is a once in a lifetime experience, and just to love every minute of it, because it's something that I will never go through again. You can only be Miss Delaware once. You can only go to Miss America one time. So looking back now, it was incredible. I made lifelong friends. You know, I was on national television as Miss Delaware. Something that I really never thought possible a year ago. I never even considered a year ago. So it was wonderful. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I really wouldn't.
Do you think the fact that you got into this pageant business kind of by accident or suddenly, and how you went so far, do you think God has had a hand in that?
Yes. And I mean, there's a long story, and I'll try and shorten it for you. But when I was at my first 2 years of college, I did not want to leave. And for reasons that were beyond my control, mostly monetary reasons, you know, I'm one of seven kids. My dad doesn't want to pay for, you know, seven kids all through college. He suggested coming home.
Right.
And that is something that I put up a fight about. I was probably what you consider a brat about. I didn't want to come home. You know, my best friends went there. They still go there. So my mom had always said, you know, Marie, everything happens for a reason. God has a plan. And at that time, I really didn't want to hear that. I really did not. Cause I thought I was supposed to be at the school. I thought that's where I was supposed to, you know, the life I was supposed to lead was going through that school. Came back home, and literally a couple months later, I won Mr. Hobbith Beach, then Miss Delaware. So now my mom likes to say, hey, Maria, now do you believe everything happens for a reason? You know, I guess moms are always right. She always told me that, but, you know, I definitely can believe her. If I was still at that school, I would not have competed in a pageant. I wouldn't have. So the reason, you know, my mom said everything happens for a reason, and that was 100% the case.
So your reign as Miss Delaware ends when?
It ends in June. So
when
I was
that's when they have the new pageant? Right?
Right. So I was crowned last June. Miss America was kind of the big moment for my year, and I have till next June to basically finish my reign. You know, make as many appearances as I can till that point.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens to you?
Well, I definitely plan on going back to school. I plan on going back to Wilmington University. I think throughout this year, I've kind of realized just in the past couple months, my love for the pro-life movement more so now than ever before. So I'm actually looking to pursue that. I remember I always wanted to go into broadcasting to have a show on EWTN to make it more exciting for people my age. And that had kind of drifted a little bit throughout my years in college to basically having my own TV show. But after this year, I'm kind of actually starting to go back to that. And I have been in contact with people at EWTN, which is really interesting that it's come full circle. So mm-hmm. I think I definitely want to pursue that as a career.
That's terrific. And so what advice would you give to a young girl who you might meet in a school who said, man, I want to be Miss Delaware someday, or I want to be involved in these pageants? What would you say to them?
I would say always be yourself and never compromise who you are. And that might sound very cliche, but this year I've not compromised who I am, no matter what anyone says, no matter the criticism that I get. You know, I still eat my Big Macs with no pickle, large fry, large lemonade, you know, leading up till Miss America. You know, be yourself. Do what you love. You shouldn't have to give up or stop saying things that you love when you're doing something that you love. So never compromise who you are and always stick up for what you believe in.
Maria, it's really been a delight to have you on the program today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much for being here. We wish you all kinds of blessings as you go forward into your future. And we know that being Miss Delaware 2011 is just going to be the beginning of all the big things ahead for you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
God bless and have a great Easter.
Thank you very much.
Next Sunday on Catholic 4.